me. Oh, brother, brother, walk with me. Oh, sister, sister, walk with me. Oh, brother, brother, walk with me. One, two, three, come walk with me. Through the woods and the winding tree. Four, five, six, find some sticks. Make some wand, share some tricks. Oh, sister, sister, walk with me.
Of laughter, but the splash is the same. I can change the photos, but I can't change the frame. I look out the window at the old cottonwoods, but the only thing that changes is the fact that I should spin it around and around again, searching for you.
Just tuning in, This is KGNU, and this is Cabaret, our weekly one-hour live local music programming. And tonight, we have Mbaza with us. Mbaza. Yes, Mbaza. Yes. I told them this was going to be difficult for my New Jersey-ness from way back. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody. And these guys are having a great time here. And thanks. And we'll introduce the band here in a little bit. But let's do one more. We said we're going to do three, but folks know who this is.
Yes.
And check them out, man. These guys are a lot of fun. Really quick here, what was the name of those first two tunes?
Walk With Me.
And the second one is a Zimbabwe song that Daniel taught us called Chimtangure.
Very cool. And the one coming up is?
This is called Banjo Breakdown.
Banjo Breakdown. Yeah, sweet.
It's our ode to Earl Scruggs and some of the traditional music that inspires the Appalachian side of this band. We also have the African side mixed in as well.
Ain't nobody's business but my own. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Ain't nobody's business but my own.
Take it, Wilson, now.
Is excellent. You guys are very nice. Very, very nice. Hope you're enjoying the music out there, folks. This is Cabaret. My name's Will Two Step, and we're honored to have Mbaza. Yes, I got the thumbs up. I got it right. Woohoo! I spelled it out phonetically. Yes.
A lot of people go Mbaza.
Yes.
You know, Mbaza. That helps them remember.
And if you're wondering at home, how is that spelt? It is Mbaza, and you can find their tunes on SoundCloud.
Yes. Right.
Excellent. So let's introduce the band here a little bit, give you guys a little bit of a breather, and we'll get right back to some tunes, huh?
Sounds good.
Excellent. Great. Eric Sugarsnap on Ngoni.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And then Rachel, across the room over here, on washboard and vocals. Good evening, Rachel.
Hi.
Right on. And then Wilson on banjo and vocals.
Hello, everybody.
Excellent. And Daniel on mbira and bass.
Hello, Boulder.
Yes, and beyond.
Sorry, I'm new here. I just moved recently.
From where?
From Portland, Oregon, via Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Thank you very much. Excellent. And then Elliot on calabash and vocals. Elliot, welcome.
Good evening.
And then Hunter Stone on guitar and vocals.
Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Shout out to some people back in Massachusetts listening.
Please do.
Yeah. You guys are getting some streaming across the nation tonight. So
Nice.
Excellent. All right. Where's you guys playing? You guys got a show coming up, I heard, right?
Yes, December 2nd at Shine, Gathering Place.
Well, about 9 o'clock, I think you were telling me.
9 o'clock, yep.
Excellent.
We're playing with Beth Preston's going to be playing there, and Luke Redfield, and I think Kismet and Doe is also going to be playing. Little lounge showcase.
Excellent.
Style.
December 2nd at Shine, about 9 p.m. Excellent. More music. I think that's what the show is about. You know, people know where to find you. Get some music on SoundCloud. Check it out. You guys have a webpage, Facebook, anything like that?
Yeah, it's just Mbonza Music on Facebook. Mbonza, it's like facebook.com/Mbonza Music. And the SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Mbonza.
Excellent. And that is, again, Mbanza for... Make a note of it and check it out. Yes, excellent. What's the name of the next tune coming up there, Eric?
We are going to do, we call it Catfish. It's kind of a mixture of some old bluesy songs with some Bob Marley a little bit in there, too, with an African twist to it. So,
and let's see. And Daniel actually is going to play the bass on this one as opposed to the mbira.
That's right, I've migrated.
It's making moves.
Just got to tune up real quick. This is the Ngoni I'm tuning up right now. 10 strings, pentatonic scale.
A lot of tuning in this band with a banjo.
So there's a lot of strings.
And Ngoni, guitar and bass.
Yeah, Eric actually made this Ngoni that he's playing too,
really?
Which is pretty cool.
Yes, with my teacher, Craig Myers.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah.
How many hours does it take to make an Ngoni?
Well, you gotta soak the skin overnight, pretty much. Yeah, a day or two. You pretty much could just build one in a day if you had all the materials together and whatnot. Yeah.
Okay, let's play.
Smiled at the rising sun. sweet songs, melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Wilson, take it.
Yes, thank you, folks. Thank you. Mbanza. Mbanza, ladies and gentlemen, on Cabaret. Everybody's getting good drink here, water, and we're going to do it up again. And as I pointed out there, Daniel was playing the bass guitar, and it's actually a nice, beautiful five-string he's got there. And
thanks for noticing.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. It's always fun to host these shows and see what the variety of instruments the musicians bring in and go, wow, nice. Excellent. Cool. So we're tuning up here. Elliot, your calabash, any history behind it? Where did it come from? How'd you get it? How'd you start playing calabash?
This fine gentleman here, Eric, I think, was the first one in the group to buy a calabash. And
yeah, straight from Mali.
Yeah.
There's not as much history in that one as the one that it just replaced.
Oh, yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is our second calabash, actually.
Then worn it out, huh?
Yeah, I accidentally ran over with my car.
Got bashed.
Oh, that's just painful.
Yeah, I know. I want to make it into some sort of art piece, though. I want to, like, paint it and... put it up together. Yeah, but it was my favorite. I love that gourd so much. That was like...
It had such a good shape.
Yeah.
Like, this one's good too, but it wasn't like the old one.
Yeah.
A little duct tape and some glue.
All right. And Baza, do you guys have another one?
Yes.
Sure do.
Excellent. Let's hear it. The time is 7:25 and a tad bit of change. So we got to the top of the hour. Let's play.
This one's called Leaving the Nest. Rachel's beautiful vocals on this one.
The end.
Hunter. Yeah. We're going to play a Hunter Stone original here. About 5 seconds.
Just put this pick on.
A little culture in Colorado this evening.
Trouble comes, you fly away.
Right on. Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Cabaret, and you're tuned to KGNU. Cabaret is a one-hour weekly program, Tuesdays from 7 to 8, where we feature live local musicians such as Mbanza here yes. with us this evening, which consists of Eric Sugarsnap on Ngoni,
right here.
Rachel on washboard and vocals, Wilson on banjo and vocals, Danielle on mbira and bass guitar, 5-string, and Elliot over there on calabash and vocals, and Hunter Stone on guitar and vocals. These guys hailed out of the Netherlands Boulder area, and you guys told me you've been together about 2 years. What's the story with all that kind of stuff?
Well. I just moved here about like almost 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm coming here with my Ngoni. I'm gonna start a band. I want to meet some peeps. Mm-hmm. Put the Ngoni on my back. Went down to Farmer's Market and was just playing down there with a good friend, Will Reynolds, who's not here right now. But we were playing, and I could hear kind of banjo in the back, mm-hmm. something you know going on. I was like, we're playing, and Wilson walked up behind us and was like, hey, you wanna? Let's play.
Yeah, I remember that. I was playing ukulele at the time.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And we just hit it off from mm-hmm. there. And
at the Farmer's Market about 2 years ago.
Yeah, right nice. In the green right out there nice. With everybody.
Well, you guys have progressed into a really nice and fun band, and it's really a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. It's a good thing. And we like hosting our local folks, and you know, it's all good. You said you just got here about 2 years ago. Where'd you come from?
I came from Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, nice. Actually. I've been there. So, very nice
awesome.
Town.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. 20 minutes. How about some more music?
Yeah, let's do that. And then we'll talk a little bit about our instruments.
Yeah, I'd sure. Like yeah, let's do another tune. Or let's do two more tunes, and then we'll talk about the instruments a little bit more. Wow. That was an Ngoni.
Yeah. Name that instrument.
Tuning in, everybody, and supporting community radio. We love you all, and it's a pleasure to come down here and do this.
Thanks for having us. This is great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So while Eric's tuning up, you guys can see these folks December 2nd at Shine, about 9 o'clock, with a bunch of other musicians. Sounds like a lot of fun. Go check them out if you like this kind of music. I'm enjoying it. And, that's what else we got? SoundCloud, Mbanza, Mbanza. For more. There you go.
This song is called Bonnie Lay.
Thank you.
manile santo salam alai ban dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ban dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ban dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ban dunya kadia i ban dunya kadia e ban dunya kadia e ban dunya kadia e ban dunya kadia Salam alai ba dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ba dunya kadia i ban dunya kadia i ban dunya kadia i ban dunya kadia i ban dunya kadia Salam alai ba dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ba dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ba dunya kadia i banile santo salam alai ba dunya kadia i ban dunya kadia
Very cool. Very cool. So, you wanted to talk about the instruments. I said we're going to do two tunes, but I have a request, actually. George Figgs, our very able engineer and producer over here, wants to know, Eric, why the Ngoni? Why did you learn to play?
Oh, man. Well,
or how? Ooh.
How? Why?
There you go.
Where? Why?
The voice from the other room. It's George.
Well, I was in love with the kora to begin with, which is also another instrument from Mali it's very similar in looking and sounding, but it's a few more strings. It's like 10 more strings, and it was really hard to find that instrument. And but it was my heart instrument, and I knew I wanted to play this. And I found one in a store once. I found a kora in a store, and it was way out of tune. It had all these like kind of rawhide tuning pegs, not even the, you know, like guitar tuning style pegs, and I had no idea how to tune it. And maybe a month or two down the road, a friend of a friend introduced me to my now a really good friend and teacher, Craig Myers.
Yeah, Craig.
Yeah, he's not from Africa, but he lived there for 5 years off and on, and he went there for drumming and ended up picking up Ngoni while he was there, and he's super crafty, you know, build anything kind of guy, and he brought these back, and he actually has a band there in Burlington, Vermont, called Barika, and my friend was like, hey, there's this guy that plays Ngoni, it's like the kora, you should go check him out, meet him, and it was just a full connection right there, and took a year of lessons from him in Burlington, and got to play a couple little gigs with him on the side here and there, and it just happened to work. I think I was just meant to pick up the Ngoni and play it, and I love the history of it and the culture from Mali,
it's beautiful. Beautiful thing.
It's powerful, yeah. Especially to hold something that you know, help construct yourself and
well,
play.
Well, George, does that answer your question? Hopefully it does.
How was that, George?
Barika's awesome. Quite a band, too. I was just listening to them the other day. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What a sound. Cool. But this is this show's for you guys, so yeah. How about another tune?
Okay.
How about another tune? We're coming down. We're closing in on the last 10 minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Mbanza.
Let me tune up real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Daniel, I want Daniel to say something about the Mbira, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he tunes. There we go.
So for those of you just tuning in, unfortunately, you're not going to get to hear this instrument. But for you diehards out there, that instrument you heard in the first couple of songs is called the Mbira. And it's also from Africa, but from a very different part of the continent. It's from Zimbabwe. It's the traditional instrument down there, along with the marimba. And Boulder, specifically, has a very robust marimba scene. And that's partially why I moved here, actually, was to come teach Mbira and marimba. But I got my start playing Mbira when I was about 10 years old. Totally coincidental kind of thing. Same as Eric. Like, my best friend was like, hey, man, my mom said somebody's teaching this weird thing in, like, a church. You want to do it? And I said, okay, why not? And it just happened to be really amazing. And here I am almost 20 years later, still doing it.
Excellent.
And I think Eric's all tuned up now. So
cool.
If you're ready for more music, here it is.
Here they come.
This is rainy season. Yeah. Ready? Ready?
tomorrow. I will make this garden grow, brick by brick, stone by stone, turn this house into a home. This song in my heart, oh, it's all I know. This song in my heart, oh, it starts to grow. This song in my heart, oh, oh, oh.
Excellent stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, folks, for coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Cabaret, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and my name's Will Two-Step, and you've been listening to Mbanza, right.
Mbanza.
Eric Sugarsnap on Ngoni.
Present.
Rachel on washboard and vocals. Good, I'm glad you are. There's no doubt. Wilson on banjo and vocals. And Daniel on Imbira and bass. And Elliot on calabash and vocals. Hunter Stone on guitar and vocals. If you like what you've been hearing, folks, December 2nd at Shine. Don't forget SoundCloud with and Facebook, which Danielle, the upcoming DJ here for Corriente coming up at 8 o'clock, said she's already checked out your webpage on Facebook and really likes what she was hearing.
Oh, awesome.
And I told her, I stumbled into you guys at a brewery. Which is true.
Yes, up at Berry Nice.
Up in Ned, right? Exactly. Yeah. So, the time is 8 o'clock, tad bit after. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and that's Mbanza, M-B-A-N-Z-A, SoundCloud and Facebook. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Corriente's next. Thank you, Danielle.
Hi, Mom.
Ay, ay, uy, ay, ay, uy, ay, ay, uy, te regalo mi revolución. Ay, ay, uy, ay, ay, uy, ay, ay, uy, te regalo mi revolución. Lleva forma de vida sencilla, llega a las estrellas, salí de este sistema y para vos, nena, esta revolución llega, suena, sueña, linda sobre esta. Quiero que escuche mi ritmo, mi rima, 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 quiero que escuche mi ritmo, mi rima sobre esta cumbia. Quiero que escuche mi ritmo, mi rima sobre esta cumbia. No hago cumbia rapera, traigo cultura callejera. El que piensa lo contrario, de esta se cuelga y me la chupa. Total, a vos te la ven con lupa, no me preocupa. Así que quédate musa, que el que tiene fierro lo usa. Mi lírica ruleta rusa, niña, sácate la blusa. Deja ese gato que reyuta. Anti, Cobani, Ratti, quiere competir. Y vos deja el boxy, hacete MC y agarra el mic y así salí de la gilada. Así no entras en cana y muchos hablan, son pólvora mojada, guacho, guacha, de